It's time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. He's here with us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. And Andy, the Red Sox kept winning last week, but so did the Yankees, so the margin doesn't get any bigger. Red Sox leading the AL East by 3 games heading into this week.
They certainly do, Bill. They go 4-2 on the week, keep the 3-game lead over the Yankees. There's 13 games left to play. The Red Sox magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 5. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. Basically, they can more or less go 500 the rest of the way, and they'll get in some fashion this coming week. Sox have 6 games all on the road, 3 in Baltimore beginning tonight. Then they'll head to Cincinnati for 3 over the weekend with the Reds.
So does this mean for sure the Red Sox open up against Cleveland, the red-hot Indians?
No, not necessarily. There's still a battle going on between the Indians and Astros for the best record in the AL. As of right now, Cleveland does have the best record, so they'll take on the wild card winner. And then, of course, the Red Sox would play Houston.
Okay.
So it's still unknown whether the Red Sox win the division or not. Will they end up as the wild card team? You know, could Cleveland start losing a few games and then the Astros win the rest of the way and take over Cleveland? So there is some back and forth still going on to keep an eye on.
All right, Andy, where do you want to begin? Injuries, notes from the week? What? Where do you want to go?
Well, we might as well give the injury updates coming into this week. We'll look at first Mookie Betts yesterday left the game with a left thumb contusion after a first base collision as he was running up the baseline. So we'll have to see if that affects Mookie throughout the week. He says he'll be in the lineup tonight, but that's something to keep an eye on for. David Price comes off the disabled list earlier in the week, and he made his first appearance on the mound yesterday, throwing 2 scoreless innings of relief, and he'll be primarily a relief pitcher going the rest of the way. Red Sox still without Eduardo Rodriguez with a knee injury. He hoped to get him back at some point this week. And then Hanley Ramirez has missed his last 4 games with triceps inflammation. So the Red Sox are, kind of a couple major bats out of the lineup. So we'll see if that all plays out. We need everyone healthy for the stretch drive.
Yeah, and a bat that you really want in there and contributing down the stretch would be a Ramirez bat if he can get hot. Yeah,
absolutely, because that's obviously a key factor in the lineup to lengthen things out.
All right, where to next, Mr. Carboni?
Well, I guess we can give a little recap for the games during the week. Back on Tuesday at Fenway, Eduardo Rodriguez, he won his first game since May 26, beating the A's in an 11-1 game. In that game, Mookie Betts had a pair of home runs, becoming the first Red Sox player in team history to have 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases in back-to-back seasons. Red Sox lost on Wednesday as Doug Fister got lit up a little bit with 6 runs over 4 innings. Then Sox came back on Thursday as Drew Pomeranz won his 16th game. And Andrew Benintendi had 3 hits and 3 RBIs in that one. The game Friday night was a 2-day event, basically. The Red Sox beat the Rays down in Tampa 13-6 in 15 innings. The game ended at 1:15 on Saturday morning. Sox scoring 3 times in the 9th to tie the game. Then they scored 7 runs in the 15th to pull ahead the victory. Sox picked up a win again on Saturday, beating the Rays 3-1. Rick Porcello pitched well. Mookie Betts another home run. Then yesterday, the Sox fall 3-2. Sox only had 2 hits in the game, both by Jackie Bradley Jr., including a home run. And as I mentioned earlier, David Price back on the mound with 2 perfect innings of relief.
I'm wondering, Andy, if this Red Sox team, they played a couple of monster-long extra-inning games, whether they played the most innings of any Red Sox team ever in a season. You know what I'm saying with that stat?
It certainly feels that way. They've had four games at least up into the 14-15 inning range, and one longer than that. They've definitely... It seems that they have played more extra inning games than I can ever remember, so that's a good possibility right there.
And remember a few months ago how we were always teasing about David Ortiz in the news for the Red Sox? Well, he's coming back, but not on the field.
He's coming back. He has a long-term agreement with the team to keep him in the organization forever, they say. He's going to serve as a mentor to the players, help recruit free agents, make appearances for the team, and some business development projects, so we'll see how that all plays out. So Big Poppy will still be around, so I guess you'll see him in the spring training role, as you see Tim Wakefield, Jason Veritek, and others floating around in their uniforms. So I guess we'll see Big Poppy maybe down to Fort Myers in the spring.
Andy, I read the release that the Red Sox put out when they announced the David Ortiz thing, and they had David Ortiz quoting David Ortiz, but it just didn't quite sound like David Ortiz. It sounded like somebody in the PR department writing that script for him. Just my take on it. Didn't sound authentic. Not that he's not going to do all the things they talk about and do it well. I'm not saying that at all. Just didn't quite sound like the way Big Poppy would have phrased it.
But. Yeah, I agree with you right there, that's for sure. No question about that.
All right, what else do we have, Andy?
Well, the Red Sox and Yankees both were fined an undisclosed amount of money by the commissioner's office for that sign-stealing controversy from a week or so ago. and that money's going to be donated to the Hurricane Irma relief effort in Florida. So I guess that's going to get swept under the rug now that that's all taken care of. And the Red Sox have announced their 2018 schedule. The Red Sox open up on Thursday, March 29th in Tampa. They'll play the home opener April 5th, again against Tampa. Next year, the season will wrap up on Sunday, September 30th at home against the Yankees.
Oh, there you go.
Across Major League Baseball, everybody's playing on Thursday, the 29th of March. It's the earliest start to a season in MLB history.
No, absolutely. And by quite a margin, I think, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So.
It used to be in April sometime they would start, but
they would start, you know, I remember maybe an April 1st, 2nd, 3rd
yep.
type of deal, but
yep.
You know, getting into March, that's playing with fire there. Kind of some snowstorms and freezing temperatures in spots, but hopefully they're doing the right thing and games will be more tiered toward the warmer weather climates to get the season going.
Yeah, with those early locations, absolutely. All right, man, the Dodgers, hot, cold, hot, where are they now?
Well, they're back on a little bit of a hot streak now. They finally ended their losing streak back earlier in the week on Tuesday, snapped an 11-game skid. The Dodgers actually become the first team in Major League history to win 15 out of 16 games during a season and then losing 15 out of 16 games in the same season. And the Dodgers have promptly gone on and won four straight ever since getting off the losing streak. So they're back to playing some good ball again. The Cleveland Indians, of course, was the big story. They won 22 consecutive games. That all ended on Friday, but that was quite a feat by the Cleveland Indians, absolutely, as they have clinched their playoff spot, Central Division title, and off they go.
And well, let me ask you this, Andy. Are they that good? I mean, they're good, huh?
They're good. I mean, are they beatable? They can be. I mean, it was a tremendous streak they went on right now, but you know, they got good pitching, great bullpen, and they got some good bats in the lineup, but are they unbeatable? No, but I mean, no question they're the odds-on favorite in the American League.
Gotcha. All right, what else?
Well, getting back into the playoff races, yesterday the Houston Astros clinched the AL West division, and also yesterday Tigers pitcher Matt Boyd lost a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth inning.
Oh, man. Do you know what kind of hit it was, Andy? You probably do.
It was a double. No question, it wasn't a little bloop that someone just missed. It was a clean hit. So, yeah, it's a tough way to go out with that one.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Andy, anything else you want to share with us about the Red Sox, the road trip coming up, and whatever?
Well, I just think with the Red Sox this week, you know, the three games with Baltimore would be tough. Hopefully the Red Sox can get two out of three would be great. Hopefully they get at least one. Then, of course, in Cincinnati, you're playing a last-place team that you should beat up on. That there should be a sweep coming up this weekend, but we all know how that goes when you said they should sweep a team. But again, with the lead only three games, Red Sox lose a couple this week, Yankees win a couple. I mean, this thing could go down to the end to see who wins the AL East. And the Yankees are on a hot streak again. Aaron Judge is starting to hit the long ball again. So it's going to be a tough ride the rest of the next 2 weeks, that's for sure. Not going to be an easy ride.
No, the Yankees just will not go away. Hey, one last thing on David Price. I know he pitched two scoreless innings, and the key is he going to come back and be effective? Obviously effective yesterday, but overall, what was the assessment of his performance and how he was throwing?
Well, from what I saw and heard, he was throwing the ball well, good velocity, good movement on the pitches, and obviously didn't give up any hits, any walks yesterday. Big question is going to be, how does he come back, bounce back today? How does his arm feel today? Obviously, he won't be using back-to-back day situations at this point. You know, you could see him in relief again maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, you know, if all's going well, as you get closer to the end of the season in the playoffs, he could turn into that Andrew Miller-type role that the Cleveland Indians had last year as a, you know, a guy coming in at all innings of the game to put out the fire and use multiple days and then see how it all plays out.
Gotcha. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds like a plan, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider, with us here on MSO News Sports.